Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A weather warning for you if you are in Kerry today. Met Éireann has put a status yellow rain warning in place. They say it's going to be wet and windy with localised flooding, highest accumulations in mountainous regions, and that's operational from 2 o'clock this afternoon until 8 p.m. this evening. That's a status yellow rain warning for Kerry. Now, a damning report has found that Britain's largest police force is guilty of deep-seated homophobia and predatory behaviour. It found that the Metropolitan Police is institutionally racist, sexist and homophobic. This report was commissioned in the wake of the murder of London woman Sarah Everard by serving Met Police Officer Wayne Cousins. Let's have a listen to some of the key findings now. Here's Louise Casey, who was commissioned to investigate the force.
There is, without doubt, a discriminatory culture right across the Metropolitan Police. It's not in pockets. It pervades the whole organisation. And I think that institutional racism, institutional sexism, institutional misogyny and homophobia are definitely present across the organisation. So it needs to clean itself up and use independent people to help them do that.
Well, I'm joined on the line by former Scotland Yard Detective Peter Blexley. Peter, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
How do you feel about this today?
This unflinching, fearless and consequently brilliant report is a very, very sad indictment on a police service that once had a glittering reputation that spread far around the world. And whilst the Met Police has never been perfect, it is utterly staggering how such an enormous amount of clearly unacceptable, illegal, repugnant behaviour has been able to pollute what was once a proud public service organisation.
Do you recognise the Met service that Louise Casey describes in this report?
Sadly, whilst I observe it closely, but from a distance, with a number of inside sources, yes, I do. But the malaise stretches back some time. And of course, it wasn't perfect back in my day, in the late 70s and the early 80s, when I was in uniform. This report today is the iceberg into which the Metropolitan Police has just crashed. And now, whistleblowers, or as I call them, truth tellers, who report wrongdoing, have to not be regarded as people who are rocking the boat, but must be regarded as the deckhands that will actually save this ship from sinking.
It's just reading the findings that Louise Casey made. And she said, it's so bad that she hopes it will prompt it to reform from within, which is an extraordinary thing for someone to say in her position, to be so blunt about how awful it is. But it would seem from what she found, it's no place, Peter, to be female, black, Asian or any ethnic minority.
Or gay, of course, because there's horror stories as well of homophobia that are littered throughout the report, which is brilliant for its very uncomplicated language and its straightforwardness. And I applaud Baroness Casey hugely for this very, very important piece of work. The stories are just horrific, utterly horrific. And I hope your listeners forgive me if I talk about bacon being shoved into the boots of a Muslim officer, sex toys being placed into mugs, female officers being moved around different squads and units as if they were chattels, according to whatever supervising officer fancies them. And the litany goes on and on. It is truly disgusting.
Just also on procedural matters, when it comes to the storage of rape kits, and somebody spoiled the evidence in a rape kit, which was stored in a fridge because they put their lunch in there. Now, that suggests to me that there is not just a problem with how procedures are viewed and carried out, but there may also be a funding issue.
As a former practical frontline detective, the thought of somebody putting their lunchbox into a fridge, which is specifically designed to store exhibits from cases of sexual assault and rape and the like, is utterly beyond my comprehension and cuts across the training and the supervision. And yes, There is an argument, of course, about austerity and the damage that that decade has did to policing and continues to do. And once again, Baroness Casey quite rightly highlights this. But, and it's a very large but, the excuses can only cut so far. There are no excuses for the utterly unacceptable behaviour. Yes, they might need some money for some new fridges and the like, but the culture, the toxic, rotten, repulsive culture that pollutes the organisation throughout is going to take a lot of getting rid of, and it can't simply be done by top-down diktat. It has to be done with a buy-in from the bottom upwards, because the overwhelming majority of officers in the Met are constables and sergeants, and they can no longer look the other way, acquiesce, pretend it didn't happen or they didn't hear it. They have to report it. They have to. They really have to sort this out among themselves.
Mm-hmm. The police commissioner, the Met police commissioner, Mark Rowley, who's only new in the job, but he's not happy with the use of institutional racism, institutional misogyny, institutional homophobia. He feels that that is a political term. Now, when you look at the chances of this report being acted on, how does what he said fit with any action being taken?
He may only have been the commissioner for 6 months. Before that, he had a 4 or 5 year sojourn from policing. But before that, he occupied the corridors of power and had very senior roles in the Metropolitan Police. So he has been there whilst this culture has festered. He is by no means whiter than white and without responsibility. I shake my head when I hear him saying that he will not accept those kind of terms. But for me, that's mere semantics. He has a very, very challenging job in front of him. And it won't be him that rescues the Met. It will have to be done with the buy-in, the cooperation, the will and the determination of the rank and file. At the end of November last year, he put in place a new anti-corruption command and a phone line and an online portal, which was manned by the charity Crime Stoppers. Well, I know, because victims have spoken to me who have tried to use that phone line, and the people at the other end of the phone are often unqualified, don't recognise the offending properly, and so that needs a lot of work done on it. And should you go online to report a corrupt officer, the online portal promises you a response within 6 days. Imagine the damage a corrupt officer can do within 6 days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Peter, thank you very much. It's great to get your insight this morning into that very damning report. Peter Blexley, former Scotland Yard detective. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.